Hi, I'm Sierra Stockland, founder of Mode, and you are listening to Social Geek Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Minolto Social Media Management. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Thank you for listening to Social Geek Radio. This is Deb Evans coming to you from the Houston offices of Deb Evans Consulting and Social Geek Radio Studio.
And Jack Munson live in Chicago at the Minolto Inc. Chicago offices. How you doing today, Deb?
All is good. January's coming to the end. February's around the corner. We're good.
Right on. And you've got a very interesting Geek It Out segment today with yet another Twitter app, or I should say an app that helps you manage your Twitter followers. Tell us about it.
Yes. So it is Crowdfire, and it is an app. You can get it on, download it onto your mobile device. I'm actually looking at the web version right now, so that's pretty cool too. I like it when I can look at one or the other. And what it features is it will show you, of course, your following, but it'll show you who your non-followers are. So anyone within your folks or Twitter users that you're following that are not following you, you can look at that. And, you know, let me just say a little bit about that. I don't take a lot of stock in that because I'm going to be following like Entrepreneur Magazine. I don't expect them to find me and follow me back. So, you know, you need to be thinking about that. But it also shows your recent unfollowers. And I like knowing who recently dropped me. Look at the profiles and try to figure out, okay, why did they follow me in the first place, and why would they not follow me now? And it also shows your recent followers. Now, Jack and I were talking, you and I were talking a little bit before we went live about this feature and your recent followers. You could, within the app, set up an auto direct for new followers. I don't do it. I don't like auto messages. I want them to be personalized. So there is an option there for that. It also shows inactive following. So let's say you've got some followers that haven't tweeted in the last year or two, and you start following them when you join Twitter. Well, you can get a whole list of, okay, who's not using their Twitter list any longer. You can copy followers. I think this is pretty cool. So, Jack, I did test it, and I went to your profile.
Right.
And I said, let's copy followers. And it gave me the list of who you're following so that I could go through there and say, okay, do I want to put them in a private list? And I could put them in this private list that says Jack Munson's following.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
You know where that might have a very good application is if you're working with a brand, or maybe you're working with two brands, you know, sister companies, or maybe you're working with a franchise system and you've got multiple Twitter accounts for franchisees or regionals or something like that. Maybe you want to copy all of the followers from one of your accounts to another account. That's a very cool feature.
Mm-hmm. It is a cool feature. Another feature, there's a lot here. Another feature is keyword follow. So you can do a Twitter search on a particular keyword or hashtag. But I like that it gives you, you know, within this app right here, you can do that right within the app. There's a feature called whitelist. It says type username to whitelist. So you can whitelist somebody or blacklist somebody on the list. And I haven't used it, so I'm not quite sure what, I guess, you know, if I put somebody in my blacklist, they can't tweet about me. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I'll check that out. I have a few people I'd like to blacklist, right? but that sounds very cool. Especially the, you know, the, what you were saying about the direct messages. Let me just say once again, do not do auto DMs on Twitter. Yeah. No one reads them. Nothing good can come of it. There's no upside to doing it. All you're going to do is make people think you've got some robotic system in place and you're spamming the same message out to everybody who follows. And I'll tell you, if I follow somebody and I get some auto DM message coming back, I unfollow them right away. So I think you're actually doing, I think a lot of people do that. So you're probably doing more harm than good if you're using any sort of auto message function in any of these Twitter CRM tools.
Right, right. It's a sales pitch, you know, yeah. And usually those auto messages are a sales pitch. And we talked about this with LinkedIn. You know, if somebody, you end up connecting with somebody on LinkedIn and they immediately hit you with a pitch. You know, thanks for, you know, connecting.
You're out.
It's like, so,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, very good.
So
it's called
out
Crowdfire, right?
Crowdfire, yep.
Okay,
and
I
you
will
can go
check
to the web,
out.
Crowdfire. Yep, pretty cool. So let's move into our Social Geek Radio show for the day. We've got a guest here with us from Shout About Us, and we have Griff Emery. So, Griff, nice to have you here on Social Geek Radio today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Deb. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what Shout About Us is all about.
So a little bit about myself. I'm a native Southern California, and I'm fortunate enough to live and work in a small beach community called Del Mar, California. It's about 20 minutes north of San Diego. I have a couple kids. I'm a big UCLA Bruin fan, and I'm the CEO and founder of Shout About Us. So let me tell you a little bit about Shout About Us, and then, you know, I'll do my best to help educate your listeners on online reviews and ways that we may be able to help them. So Shout About Us is a company that helps local business owners manage their online reviews. My background was in business listing management, you know, in the Yext thing. And during my time with that company, not Yext, but Atlas Local, I noticed that a lot of local business owners were really saw the impact that online reviews were having on their business, not only in the search engine rankings, but that, you know, folks out there were looking at reviews and making purchasing decisions on reviews. But they were frustrated, you know, with the process of, you know, having some influence over it. A lot of the people that are most motivated to leave a review are, you know, folks that you know, had a negative experience. Obviously, they're very motivated to go on and let you know how they feel. But there's a lot of people, you know, everyday folks that are very happy, loyal customers walking in and out your door every day. But nobody's asking them for reviews. Nobody or most businesses don't have some type of system in place or tools. So that's really where Shout About Us came in. Number one, to help them, you know, these local business owners generate more online reviews. But we've also moved into providing some really efficient tools to allow them to respond to their reviews as well. And then obviously we monitor and provide a lot of data and reporting around that.
Griff, what are the most
Shout About Us?
What are the most important review sites that you guys are looking at every day and that your clients are most paying the most attention to, or what should they be paying the most attention to? Is it primarily Yelp and things like that, or what are some of the other platforms?
Well, that's a good question, Jack. I think, you know, really what we're seeing is you know, the three most powerful and impactful review sites out there are Google, Yelp, and Facebook. There's a lot of industry-specific sites, and obviously you've heard of, you know, TripAdvisor and Houzz and Angie's List, et cetera. So there's, you know, probably 100 to 200 different review sites out there, but by far Google, Facebook, and Yelp are the most impactful review sites. We are seeing Yelp really is the most well-known probably review site domestically. Google has just recently put a lot more attention towards their reviews, but we've seen the most increase in the number of reviews on Facebook.
Mm.
And we believe that the reason being is two reasons. One is that there's more people out there with Facebook apps, mobile apps on their phones, and the older generation is a lot more comfortable using the Facebook app, and they already have a login. So we've seen a big spike in the number of reviews on Facebook and even overtaking Yelp. And then it did, in addition to that, if you think about it, what Facebook is doing is they're showing you the reviews that are, quote, more closely connected to you. So if a friend in your network had left a review, that's going to be a little more important, carry a little more weight than a review from somebody you didn't know. So we are seeing a lot of movement with Facebook. Now, Google is still, you know, probably the most powerful place for people to search for a local business. So obviously, having a high ranking or high rating on Google is important. We see every year more and more that reviews are actually having a bigger impact on the local search algorithm.
So is that mostly on Google, or do the reviews on Facebook and Yelp feed into that Google search result as well?
Well, Yelp, you'll see they are playing into the organic search result, which is below the local search result. The reviews have a bigger impact, at least in Google, on the actual Google reviews on their local search algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely see, Yelp comes up in the organic rankings if you type in your business. This is a nice little trick for your listeners out there. If you really want to see how you're doing, especially if you're a multi-location brand, you can type in, Pizza Hut Yelp or KFC Yelp or whatever it may be. You can see your whole brand across the board. It'll go a couple pages deep, so you can kind of get a good average as to how you're doing on Yelp. A little bit of a diversion there, but a tip for those multi-location brands to be able to see how they're doing kind of across the board.
Sure. So you're saying put your brand and the word Yelp in your Google search, and you'll see a couple of pages of all of your locations on Yelp. Is that right?
That's correct. And you can kind of get an idea. You'll see some, as low as one, and you may see some up in the four, but you'll get a good idea as to what the general trend is across your brand. It's usually pretty consistent. You may have some that, are abnormal and they're at the low end, but you'll kind of get a good sense of how your brand's doing.
It's really interesting what you said about Facebook. You're seeing a big spike in Facebook, the number of reviews on Facebook and perhaps passing by Yelp. And I agree that it's got to be due to the fact that there are so many people just already on Facebook. But the social aspect to that too, actually seeing reviews by your friends and connections and colleagues and your Facebook friends, as opposed to Yelp, where you're pretty much just seeing generic people and you don't really know if that's a real person or if that was, just someone trolling Yelp and putting on bad reviews. So do you see that social connection that you get in Facebook and maybe not some other places? Do you see that as something that's going to drive a lot of this forward, or what do you see happening in the future?
Well, I do, and like you, I agree. I think that those are more relevant, and they're going to carry more weight with somebody looking at reviews. Facebook just happens to be in a really good position, and I think they're going to, I think you're going to have a tremendous amount of success with reviews, and I think a lot of people are going to use that as a resource to evaluate, a business before making a purchase. Because, again, more and more people will start seeing their friends on Facebook, that, those reviews will be displayed before, reviews from those third-party people they just don't know. So I think it's tremendously powerful, and we've seen it, just over the last 12 months. We have a lot of customers that they're getting, double the amount of reviews that they on Facebook than they have on Yelp, and that wasn't true 2 years ago.
Wow!
Yelp dominated reviews. Most of the reviews out there were coming from Yelp. Now there's a lot of industry sites popping up, but Facebook is powerful. It'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Cool.
So with these reviews, would you suggest to the business owners that, one, I guess that, you know, assuming they should be monitoring what the reviews are, but everybody's quick to want to respond, oh, I got an awful review on Yelp or Angie's List or Facebook or whatever, I've got to respond to that, or I would say not delete it. But should all reviews have a response, even if they were a favorable review? You know, should they be acknowledged?
Absolutely. All reviews should be acknowledged and responded to. And whether it's a negative review or an average review or a very positive review, that's a customer that took the time to give you some feedback, and that negative feedback can be tremendously beneficial as well, telling you something about an employee that you didn't know about, or maybe, you know, a dirty restroom, or, you know, if you see a consistent flow of reviews, you know, positive reviews around a particular menu item, maybe that's something that you want to, you know, focus on it with, you know, additional advertising, et cetera. So I think every review should be responded to. Now, Yelp does have some guidelines around not wanting you to respond to every review, at least publicly. So you can reach out to those folks, you know, privately. They have the ability to you can leave a private message. But I would encourage to, you know, respond to definitely the negatives, obviously, but also the positives. I really thank those people. Those are, you know, brand advocates that are out there, you know, speaking, you know, positively about your business, and you can really take it to the next level with them. A lot of these folks are not expecting, you know, a thank you, and, you know, they're very appreciative when they do get a thank you.
Hmm.
So, do the reviews, does that go into the rating for, I guess, the response time? So a lot of times you'll see, like, I know Facebook has it and Yelp has it, you know, typical response time is 1 hour, 24 hours, or whatever that is. Does that mean, you know, response, if you respond to, you know, with a thank you, that takes into account, doesn't it, you know, into the response rating?
As far as I was unclear on the question, but I'll try to answer.
What by I the way,
is response times, number one, response times are important.
Okay.
You know, obviously, if you can respond to a review, which you can't right now, or somebody is actually in your establishment, that's going to be really beneficial, right? Because you'll have the opportunity to, number one, resolve an issue right there before they
right.
leave, or two, if somebody left you a positive review, that you can thank them right there, you know, eye to eye, you know, face to face. There's nothing more powerful than, you know, a thank you and a sorry, right? Those are the most powerful words in the English language. So if you can do that in person, you know, great, but, you know, the quicker you can do it online is also extremely beneficial. You know, catch the person, let them know that, hey, you're a responsible business owner that cares about their customer, and you're on top of it. And quick responses, you know, a week later, a month later, that doesn't carry a lot of weight. So we do respond. We have a managed service called ResponseScribe, and we go on and we respond to reviews for our customers. And we guarantee 48, but we try to do it, you know, within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to acquire the data first, which, you know, takes, you know, up to 24 hours. But we're on top of it because we think it is important to respond quickly.
So, Griff,
for your
customers that that are using Shout About Us, there's a managed service where you can go in and help them with responding to those reviews. And if someone's not using a managed service, who's typically taking care of this within any organization? Is it the marketing department? Is it a customer service person? Is it someone at the headquarters or local restaurant? Like, what do you typically see?
Well, I see all the above. You know, in franchise, you're obviously seeing the franchisee. And then at the our corporate brands, we'll see it, you know, in the social media or the customer service department. But, again, it's just really starting to catch momentum. Most companies are not really doing a good job. And the reason is because at the local level, down to the manager or the owner, it's another task, right, that they need to do. And, you know, it's something they're trying to fit into their day, but also it's not something that they really are anxious to do, because a lot of time there are negative reviews out there and they get defensive. They've worked, you know, 12 to 14-hour day, and now you have to respond to a review from an angry customer. And so that's a lot of where we come in, is that we are not attached to the review emotionally. We're not passionate about it. What we understand, there's a strategy. You're both speaking to the general public, because people are reading these reviews and wanting to know, what type of business owner is this? Is that somebody that's going to solve my problem when I have it? And then obviously the reviewer themselves, you know, you got to be, it's a really delicate strategy. So to answer your question, it's all of the above, but most people are not doing a good job. You know, we have the managed service, but we also have developed a, you know, a mobile app to allow our customers to respond to any review on any site, you know, right from their mobile device. It's as easy as really, you know, responding to a text. They can be standing in Starbucks and just pop up the review, you know, type it in, push submit, and they're done. So we're trying to make it easy and efficient for, you know, these folks to start more consistently responding to their reviews.
That's very, very cool. This is Social Geek Radio, and we're speaking with Griff Emery, the founder of Shout About Us. Griff, in the few minutes we have left, you mentioned the new mobile app where people can respond to reviews that you're working on. What else is coming up for you and your organization? Any big projects, any big news?
Well, the mobile app is really our big move. We're the first to market with that, and you know, people are pretty excited about it. Really, being able to, a lot of business owners are not in front of their computer on a regular basis, but they want to be aware of what's going on, be able to respond quickly. So that's really our focus right now, is introducing that mobile app to the market and helping these local business owners manage that process and, you know, hopefully improve their ratings and their relationships with their existing clients.
Very good.
Excellent. And if anyone in our audience has some additional questions on how they should be handling reviews, what sort of process they should be in with dealing with online reviews, what's a good place for them to reach out and ask for some additional questions?
Well, two things. You can visit our website at shoutaboutus.com, but you're also welcome to send me an email directly, griff.emery@shoutaboutus.com.
Very good. Excellent. Expect to get some questions and maybe some comments from some of the folks in our audience very soon. We're just about out of time. So, Griff, thanks so much for joining us on Social Geek Radio today. We look forward to seeing more about Shout About Us in the near future and chatting about online reviews again sometime very soon.
Great. Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Deb. I appreciate it. Have a nice day.
All right.
Thanks,
good night, Griff. Everybody. Thanks.
All right. Take care.